This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What I'm going to do this morning is simply give you three statements about how we manifest belief language in life. You have a language of love, you have a language of anger when you're angry, you have a language of a disagreement when you disagree with someone. There's the language is expressed in a lot of ways, but there's belief language that expresses your belief. Let's bring up the first one. Our belief language will be influenced by what and whom we follow. Our belief language will be influenced by what and whom we follow. Tell me what political views you follow, or what politician you follow, and I can tell you something about what you believe politically. Name some of the philosophers in life that you follow, and you read a lot, and you follow their teaching. I'll tell you something about what you believe, because our belief language will be influenced by what and whom we follow. And I'm convinced that when a man or woman or young person says, I follow Jesus Christ, it impacts their belief language. It's reflected in the way they talk. Tell me how you live and I'll tell you what you believe. Tell me how you live and I'll tell you what you believe. Peggy Hanlein was a woman from the Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. I want you to listen to her powerful story. She said years ago she was flying from Newark, New Jersey to Louisville, Kentucky. And the way she describes the seating, this had to be, in my opinion, Southwest Airlines, because they were the only airline that I remember that had seats that faced one another. You could actually get on a flight and you could face people in two or three rows and you could have a group of people sit together and visit during the flight. She was describing that setup in seating. She said across from her, when on this flight from Newark, New Jersey to Louisville, there was a man named Andy. Now, she was dating someone else, and Andy was dating someone else, but she said the two of them really hit it off, really developed this conversation. When the flight was over, she said, I would have liked to have gotten to know Andy better, but I'll never see him again. Would you believe that four months later, they met at another gathering, didn't recognize the other. But it was after talking for 15 or 20 minutes, one of them said to the other, were you on a flight from Newark to Louisville 4 months ago? And the other said, yeah, I was. And they reacquainted. Well, you know what happened. They started dating and they got married. She had four babies at the same time, just as an aside. That's quite a bit to have four children all at the same time. And she gave birth to those four babies and she discovered a church in Louisville, Kentucky called Southeast Christian Church, Women's Bible Study Group. And here's what she said. This is really powerful. When I try to describe the impact of the Bible study classes at Southeast Christian Church and what they had on me, I think of the scene from the movie, The Wizard of Oz. She says, do you remember the part of the film when it changes right in the middle of the movie from black and white to color? That's how it was for me. You're really looking at the same stuff all along, but suddenly you really see it. Now I see the beauty as well. What happened to Peggy Hanlein? What she followed changed, and the one she followed changed. And all of a sudden, her belief language changed because everything changed. She said it was like going from a black and white movie to a color movie because her eyes were different because of the one who was the Lord of her life. Your belief language will be influenced by whom and what you follow. Let's bring up another one. Our belief language will be demonstrated by what we do. Tell me what you do all the time on a regular basis, and I can tell you something about what you believe.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll pick it up with part three of this message on belief language. I don't know if you've even thought of this term before. We have a language of love. We have a language of anger. We have a language of disagreement. We have a belief language that reflects what we believe about the Lord.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.